Hey everybody, this is Patty. Welcome to The Witching Hour. We have a wonderful guest for you today. You are going to love him. He is a facilitator. He's a magical guy. His name is Daniel Tuttle. But before I introduce you to Daniel, where's Patty? That's right, because it's the beginning of a new week. I need to know where I am once in a while. So if you are tuning into this, the week we first drop, which is the week of Monday, April 22nd, I am home. It's my last week home for a while. So hang out with me. That means Tuesday night. If you're seeing this before Tuesday, come to my class at University Magicus. I'm not sure what I'm doing, but it's going to be fabulous. I teach mediumship development, psychic development, spell casting, familiars, past life regression, and it's very affordable and fabulous, all online. Wednesday, where are you going to be? At the Witches Movie Coven, where Heather, Jason, Richard Lael, Courtney, and I discuss witches in movies. It's really fun, and you get to get right in the thick of things in the chat room. So Witches Movie Coven on YouTube and on social media. And then after that, May, next week, join me in Romania. It's not too late. It is not too late to take a witch and vampire tour of Transylvania. Yes. And we're going to all the spooky places, the magical places. I think it's going to be a once in a lifetime trip. So DM me if you can't find it. It's on all my social media. But as soon as I get back, if Romania is too far for you, come to Pennsylvania. Meet me at Pennhurst Paracon. My first year there, everybody goes. I'm really excited. And then if you go, well, I don't want to go to Pennsylvania, meet me in Texas at the end of the month. I will be back at my favorite little haunt in Lewisville, Dallas, Texas, at Miracles of Joy to do a whole witchy weekend with workshops and seances and sessions. So I am gone all of May. So I won't be teaching the last couple weeks in May at the school, but everything else will go on. The Witches Movie Coven will go on. So hang out for me even when I'm not there. Other than that, this is way too much to remember. I can't remember it. So go to pattynegri.com and sign up for my newsletter if so inclined. Otherwise, you can get to my YouTube page. You can get all of my social media. As of the moment of taping, I am still hacked on Facebook. I have a real page, but I have no access to it except backdoor in through Instagram, but I can't look at it. So if you guys, and I can only get there if somebody's standing on their left foot and goes waka waka at the right hour of the day when the bell strikes. I can post on Facebook, but I can't look at it. So if I'm not answering you, it's because I couldn't see it. And if I am answering you, it's a fake person because it's a fake person. But I'm on Instagram and Twitter and or X and TikTok and everywhere else. And I have a great YouTube page where you can catch my witching hours and you could catch the Witches Movie Coven and you could catch my weekly magic lessons. So where am I? Right here. Where are you? That's the question. Hey, everybody, guess what time it is? It is time for the Willow Report. Yep, it is time for her to lay down, take a nap because she's on camera and that's what this girl does. You want to know, we have magic words. We talk about it all the time. Abracadabra actually is a magic word in mystical magic. The words like so mote it be and things like that, magical words. Well, guess what? Dogs have magical words too. And amazingly, they also work into the human realm. Do you want to know what her magic word is? Is it abracadabra? No. Is it so mote it be, by the powers of 3x3? No. You want to know the magic word in this world? Snack! She's waiting for it. Snack. Try it on your dog, even on your cat. Try it on your spouse, your roommate, your lover. Snack is a magic word. It brings everybody to joy. So now's the yawn. Anyway, I just want to let you know, we all have a magical language and dachshunds do as well, as cats and German shepherds and Dalmatians and Great Danes and cockapoos and, oh, such a big, you want a snack? Snack? She's not going to do anything on cue. She flunked acting school. It's okay. He doesn't know. All right. That's the Willow Report. Magic words. And the other one is, you want to go out? Bye. Do you want to know a really powerful method of magic that will look really pretty, but be so powerful and nobody knows it? It's sigil magic. This week's magic lesson, we are talking about sigil magic. What's a sigil, you say? A sigil is a symbol. Actually, this pentacle is a sigil for paganism, being a witch. A heart is a sigil or symbol of love, a dollar sign for money. But in magic, especially in chaos magic, and now we've just all adopted, there's something called a sigil that we draw. And what that is putting intent into magical words, changing the words into something where you can't see the words, empowering it magically, and then you've got something only you have and you create that. It will amp everything up tenfold. Let me show you a sigil right now. This sigil is a magical sigil. There's about 10 words in that magical sigil. It's part of a group that I work with, but it's just turned into a beautiful art piece. You could take words. So let's make, and believe me, Fortune 500 companies do this. They have this beautiful little logo. And what it really says on the inside is buy my product. Probably, or just I'm doing magic and love and money and health and whatever you're trying to do. So let me give you a simple version of a spare sigil. There's a guy called Austin Osmond Spare, who back in the day, I think it's in the 40s or 50s, he was like kind of one of the fathers of chaos magic. He invented a spare sigil. So what that is, say you have something that you want to get. Maybe you want to improve your health or your something like that. So write down the words that you really want. Say healthy, strong, maybe happy. Maybe you just in your life, you want more health and strength and happiness. So write down healthy, strength, happy. Now we don't need, you're going to squish them all together. Now, most times you get rid of the vowels. You don't get rid of the A's, get rid of everything, the vowels. So now you have a bunch of H, P, P, Y, H, and you, oh, wait, you have a second H. You get rid of all the double letters. So if you already have an H, you get rid of the first H. I should have drawn this out, but I'll show you later. So like if the Patty, P-A-T-T-I, I'd lose the A and I'd lose the I and I end one T, all of a sudden P-T becomes my sigil for Patty. So on happy, healthy, strong, you've gotten rid of the vowels. You've gotten rid of any doubles in any letter. So there's only one H, there's only one T, there's only one L. So you've got this thing. And part of the magic is you sitting there drawing and creating a little magical sigil or symbol with it. You guys know I work with sigils a lot, like with runes, like the Helm of Awe sigil is a sigil. They don't all have to be English words, but say you have this beautiful thing and you've turned it into something that looks like stick people or looks like an art piece or looks like a flower. A really good thing to see an example is Google spare sigil and then just do images and you'll go, ah, oh, I've got it. So now you've got your little magical thing, and this says beauty, health, whatever you want it to say. Now you have to charge it. Remember, magic is intense. So whether you're seeing yourself having it, whether you want to do a little ma chant, health here, health now, health, it is mine. Beauty here, beauty now, strength, you are fine. Ah, drum, dance around, set it up to the, breathe into it. Now you have this beautiful charged sigil that says all those words. People can't even read all those words. You could stick it on candles. You could carve it on wax candles. You could put it on a Sharpie on the back of a candle. You could fold it up and put it in your wallet. You could put it in your magical oven box to keep. You can burn it and send it to the heavens. But sigil magic in itself is focused intent where you are creating the spirit of the thing that you are creating. That symbol, focused intent of beauty, health, strength, whatever that is, you've created this little magical thing out of it. Here's a little bit of a sigil of my school right there. It's a sigil of my school. It's a bit of a symbol, but you put the magic into it and carry it in your pocket. Put it, I have sigils under my welcome mat for protect my home. Helm of Awe is one of them. You step it under, it protects it from ghosts and burglars, everything in the middle. So try some sigil magic. Make up your own if you don't want. There's many ways to do it, but it's about the intent, seeing the word, seeing the focus, breathing into it, and then you have your own magical logo. That's sigil magic. You are the magic. Sometimes you just have to draw it out yourself. have some very, very special magic for you. Somebody I just recently met and I immediately fell in love with, and you will as well. Let me introduce you to this amazing facilitator, magical guy. I'm going to let him explain some of what he is. Daniel Tuttle. Welcome, Daniel. Thank you.
Oh, Patty, thank you. Thank you so, so much for having me. And you're right. It was definitely a divine connection. And I think before I even go into all that stuff, I'd love to just share with the audience like how our universe is kind of aligned. Okay. I was having like such a really interesting time for the last month, as I know a lot of us were, with a lot of the shifts in energy and the eclipses and whatever. And, you know, in my life, I help other people all the time. And I spend my days in sessions and teaching classes about consciousness and spirituality and healing and all of this. And I don't always take the time to actually look at myself, like nurture myself. I don't take the time to have sessions with myself, for myself. And I was asking the universe, I was in meditation, and I was like, you know, creator, source, light, universe, send me someone that would create some ease and some space in my life. And Patty, you know, just for background, I never knew who you were. I had no idea who you were. I didn't even know that I followed you on Instagram. If I did follow you on Instagram, I think it just popped up so randomly. You popped up and I saw your face and I was like, oh my God, it's her. And I was like, I have known this woman in so many lifetimes. And there was such an ease and such a comfort. And then I started to look at your Instagram and saw what you do. And I was like, oh my God, she's some big Hollywood ghost hunter. She's so cool. How awesome is this? And I thought, right, as our mind does, I'd love to connect with her, but she's probably A, way too busy. She probably doesn't have any space. And B, she's probably way too expensive. And I went and I looked and you had one session and it was at exactly the time that I required. And it was exactly everything that was needed. And I booked it and I was like, wow, how does it get the universe? Like really, how does it get even better? Like what else is truly possible here? And when I connected with you, I felt confirmation of all those energies that I had known when I had first perceived your energy, that, you know, this is somebody who many lifetimes we have ran around and rolled around in the hay together. And we have, you know, done some bippity boppity boos here and there. And this space now is such a gift to be able to share with you. So I want to tell your audience that too, because it's also, I know there's people that are watching from everywhere on the internet and you stumbled upon this. You guys stumbled upon this. You have no idea who I am or who Patty is, but we all are so divinely and so incredibly aligned in the right time, in the right space, and in what is required in that moment. And so thank you, Patty, and thank you to your producer, Rob, and thank you to everyone who is listening. Thank you for being here. So thank you, Patty, so much.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, everybody, I told you you were going to love him. And it's true. The second we first spoke, I can't believe it. I'm like, you have to come on my show. You have to. My people need to talk to you, your philosophy, yeah, your life, everything. And I love how you said how it was just easy. It happened. Divine guidance, divine. And that to me is one of those tells, like when something all of a sudden, everything's going wrong and wrong and wrong. Sometimes it just does. And sometimes you have to look at that. Am I going against what I'm really supposed to be doing? Because the stuff where it's supposed to be just doors open, it flows. Doors open, it flows.
Exactly. In my practice, we say that which is light for you is true, right? It's light for you, it's true. And if it's heavy, it's a lie, right? And so oftentimes we get stuck into the space of good and bad and right and wrong. Right. And it's just natural. It's just how our minds operate and we think. But, you know, in it doesn't work, because what's light for you might be heavy for me, and what's heavy for me might be light for you. And so if we follow, like you said, if we follow that lightness with us and we just navigate our vibrational universe in that cool way, we're like, wow, this energy, Patty feels so light. Let me play with this. Let me see what else is possible. You know?
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and so tell everybody who doesn't know, because again, we didn't know each other. This just fell upon both of us that you have to be here and I have to be. So tell people about a little bit about you, how your path got you here, what you do, because I know you're very international as well. You're a teacher as well. You're
Correct.
global as well. So what's your story?
Yes, ma'am. So, I think as many of you who have been drawn to this podcast and the subject matter that we're talking about, I was always very, very aware of my abilities as a healer, but really my abilities to communicate beyond this physical reality, right? I grew up as an only child, and as an only child, I had a lot of imaginary friends, right? And everybody thought, oh, he's an only child, so how convenient. But as we know, they're not imaginary. They're just energies that are supporting you. They're guiding you. They're your guides and your angels and your masters. And so I feel very blessed and fortunate to have had the knowing within myself that I was never alone and that I always had guidance and I always had support. And my guidance, my guides and my angels, my masters, all of them that have kind of led me on the path, one by one, I had started to in my own way study different esoteric wisdoms. I studied astrology, and I remember I used to go to the local bookstore with my mom. My mom would say, go run off to the bookstore, and I'd go to the bookstore and I'd find like a book on astral projection, and I actually steal the book because I didn't have the money to pay for it, but I'd return it the next time we went after I read it because I was afraid of the karma. And I
Oh, that is
was
so
like
cute.
10 years old, you know what I mean? And
But you
so
did
that
it in a library.
exactly. But I mean, come on, Patty, back in those days, the library didn't have what they used to call occult books, right? The library didn't, at least where I grew up in the South, so they definitely didn't have them, so for me, that was always a part of my process that I kind of kept to myself. I didn't reveal too much about my abilities to anybody. It was not so easy. It wasn't so easy for me to talk about those things. So my path took me in a very different direction. I became a professional actor at a very early age, and I got all of my intuitive abilities and all that kind of stuff out in that forum, and on stage and television and all of that. And then finally, well, I don't say finally, but I would say about 10 years ago, I was going through this process where I was like, wow, I was called to really look at myself and look at what I was asking for in my life and say, I'm asking for this, but this is showing up. So there's something that's incongruent here, And I started to do a lot of deep research, and I was studying Kabbalah at the time, and I had a Kabbalah teacher that said, Daniel, you're a healer. And I was like, I know. She's like, so when are you going to step into those gifts? And I was like, I don't know. I have this little screenplay I'm writing over here. And she was like, no. When are you going to step into these gifts? And she introduced me to an incredible technique called Theta Healing by Vaiana Stibel. And Theta Healing opened up a world of possibilities for me. And truly, Patty, that was what happened. All of a sudden, what I started to do became word of mouth. Right. And in Theta Healing, I was able to take everything, all of my capacities, and actually translate them into what we would call a session. And I use my gifts to be able to, help people. And all of the word of mouth that started to happen because of that became so great and great and great and great and great that you just can't ignore it. And then I started to teach it. And then I started to learn other modalities. One of my other favorite modalities is access consciousness, which just gives us the tools to ask bigger questions and to be more expanded in the universe. So these are some of the things that I do. I'm an expert in past life regression, like past life. I just see past lives so easily, and I like to teach about that as well. So these are really my passions. I love it all. I love everything that has to do with the universe. You know what I mean?
I love it. We are so much the same. We're like these weird bookends. Me, I have a theatrical background. I was an actor. I ran a production company for 20 years, but spirit kept saying, no. Over here, you can do that. But this is what you're doing. It's like, so
I
and I
wanna
do.
it, what
Okay.
I love too is I love that one of the things that I was also asking for, that I've been asking for lately, I was like, okay, universe, like how can I bring all these worlds together? And you've done it.
I
That's
know,
so
and you're
freaking
doing it
cool.
too. we're doing different. It's like, yeah. And I started the school and I started everything. And I love that you're a teacher, because it seems like what we're both really here, yes, to help people, but to empower people and remind people that take their power back. Take their power back.
Yeah. Especially in the time of age. This is the age of Aquarius, you know?
I know. It's a new world.
So it's a new world.
I can't even say it because the letters were, you have your own thing called
metamorphesia.
Metamorphesia. Yes. I'm like, I can't put those letters together. What is that?
I love that. Thank you. Metamorphesia for me was born out of one of the things that started to happen to me is I had all of these students and teachers, students and clients that would come to me and they would say, how do you do what you do? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just me, right? And they would keep, like, I would finish a class and the students would be like, oh my God, how do you do that? How do you do what you do? I want to do what you do. And I'm like, but I just taught you. And they're like, no, but it's like deeper. It's like you have this intuition and I want to connect to that and whatever. So what I did is I started asking the universe. I would start asking the creator. I was like, creator, how do I teach people what I do? Like, what are the tools that will make it practical for people? Because I didn't have the language to tell people how to experience and get to know their intuition. I just didn't. And it's like explaining, like, I don't know, you know, a cell phone to somebody in the 1875. You know, they're like, you're weird. So I started to ask these questions, right? Like, what could it be that I could transcribe and download that I could share with people? And I had an experience during the pandemic that really, I was so sick. I was so sick from COVID. It was March of 2020. It was right when the pandemics first hit New York City. I lived in New York over half my life. And I was so sick. And I had this experience and I woke up and I heard these voices in my living room. And I was used to voices, right? But I mean, this was different. This was as if the people were like literally sitting in my room. And they were having this conversation about, you know, the day. And I thought it was in the next room. And so, or in the next apartment. So I got up and I went into the hallway and I couldn't hear anything in the hallway. I went back into my room and the conversation continued. And then I went to my television and I was like, are you plugged in? What's going on here? And then all of a sudden I get this whiff of Chinese food and I'm like, Chinese food, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, ugh. But I got nauseous from the smell and I had all of these things going on. And I was like, okay, I don't know what the heck is happening to me. Let me just close my eyes. Maybe I'm hallucinating. I don't know. Anyway, I closed my eyes. I fell back to sleep. I woke up and I received a phone call. And the phone call was from a woman in California. And she said, hey, I want to have a session with you. So-and-so on the East Coast said, I'm going through this thing right now, blah, blah, blah. I said, no problem. I have some space open. We'll talk. So I get on the phone with her and her voice sounds very familiar, but I've never met her. Her voice sounds very familiar. And I was like, okay. And we started to talk and she starts to tell me what's going on. And she starts to repeat the same conversation that I had heard in my living room. And I started to finish. I said, do you have a daughter? And she's like, yeah. She's like, this whole thing was because of my daughter. She says, I'm Chinese. My husband is American. Now that we're on lockdown, I have to cook breakfast for my daughter. And Chinese food makes him sick. The smell of Chinese food in the morning makes him sick. And I was like, oh, I know this story. And so as all of this happened, I realized that there were no veils. I realized that I was actually in her room. I was in their apartment in California at the same time witnessing this happen. And I thought, wow. And what I was able to do to contribute to that client, and I only met her one time, which was crazy. What I was able to contribute to that client, I hung up the phone and I like literally my whole body was shaking. And then I heard this voice, one of my guides was like, and that is how you will teach people what you do. And I was like, oh my God. So that's how Metamorphosia was born, because then I started to download these different techniques, and the creator kind of showed me, said, look, you take where somebody is at, and you, because we're all different, I can tell you what it looks like, tastes like, feels like, smells like, sounds like, but you are going to have an experience of your own, and nobody knows that but you, no matter what. I can tell you that the sky is blue, and you can go, yeah, the sky is blue, but for you, the sky is like gray, right? But we're calling it blue. Anyway, so metamorphosia was this thing to say, okay, we're going to take all of these senses and we're going to expand these senses from 3D perspective to 5D perspective. Then that's how we fuse them all into the sixth sense that we know, which is our quote unquote psychic abilities. That's our intuition. So this is how Metamorphosia was born. And of course, it kind of like sat on the bench, and I was like, oh, that sounds like too much work, and blah, 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 blah. Then I started to expand my practice into China, and I was actually working in China for another school, teaching some theta healing courses there. And it was there, like everything was like booming. The students were so excited and so amazed. And the teacher asked me, the host asked me, she said, would you like to teach your technique here? And so in the beginning, in January of 2023, we started teaching Metamorphosia exclusively in China. And so now we've been there over a year, and now what we're going to start to do is we're going to start to actually translate the manuals into English. The manuals I envision becoming more of like a book as well, right? And then we'll be able to take those energies and then start teaching our classes here, maybe even offering it in like a in a way where it's like kind of like a go at your own pace type method. I don't know. We're asking a lot of questions. It's going to be whatever it's going to be. That's how Metamorphosia was born.
That is beautiful, because I'm reading that to so okay, these are here words we hear it a lot, 3D, 5D, dimension. What is, so if somebody goes, I keep hearing that, but I don't know what that means. What does that mean? What are we stepping into in this time we are living in, this amazing, scary, fabulous, everything time? What is this 3D, 5D?
Yeah, fantastic. 3D is that which we have experienced with this plane, right? It is that this is a glass, it is a crystal glass, and it's filled with iced tea, even though it looks like bourbon. I wish it was bourbon, but it's not. It's iced tea. This is a glass of iced tea. I am on this computer with Patty. We are having this conversation. It is exactly 2:19 p.m. in Orlando, Florida. That is very much 3D. 3D is what you see, experience with right here. It is where you have made everything right and wrong, right? Oh, Trump is bad. Biden is good. This is this. This is that. Good, bad, right, wrong, dot, 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 dot. As long as we're stuck in that paradigm, then you've already decided what is good and bad and right and wrong. And you've decided that this is iced tea in a crystal glass, and it has things, and it's 2:19 p.m. in Orlando, Florida. That's just the way it is. And when people get stuck in the 3D, it's like, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. This is the way it is. But if we're experiencing things from a 5D perspective, we can acknowledge that from the 5D perspective, everything makes perfect sense. There is no, oh my God, this is a glass with like, no, this is like, this is nurturing. This is beauty. This is enchantment. This is nourishment. It is all of these things that make bring this Crayola experience to this 3D reality. And then all of a sudden, when we go through something, Patty, when we experience something like death, which so many people are so afraid of, we go, oh, wow, that was so beautiful. Wow, because I know that the only thing that's happening is that this person's moving from this 3D body, right? Expanding out into this multidimensional being that has no limitations and can experience and be everything at once. That is 5D. You don't have to die to go to 5D. That's why we teach these tools, right, Patty? That's why we are into energy and metaphysics, is we know that when we see things from a higher perspective, when we tap into that energy, then we get to elevate to 5D in 3D. So that's what I would say, you know?
That's a beautiful explanation. Yeah, and you are right. And it's so much, we are so limited by gravity, everything else. And in my experience, there is no time and space. That's all of our creation. That's our 3D creation. There is no time and space. When I'm working with spirit, there's no time and space and black and white and right and wrong. And, you know, you're
exactly.
So
I have a question for you. Can I ask you a question?
Because
I'm just like, I love being in your space and I want to play with your energy as well, if you don't mind. Like, I would love to know, like, where, what for you was that like great awakening for you? Like when you were like, wow, this is my magic. I am magic. Like, what was that like for you?
It was, well, again, I was little like you, and it was never taught out of me. It was like, yeah, grandma did that too, saw things. I literally been talking to the dead since I could talk. My first seance, I was 7 or 8. And then I had a bunch of 3D issues, like health issues at 15. And I was magical on one side, but stuck by reality, whatever that means, on the other side. I could manifest, I could do magic, I'm discovering my spirituality, but you're gonna die. It's all, and not like you're not gonna die when you're 80, it's like you're gonna die when you're 30. And I've lived this back and forth, empowered, not empowered, giving away my power to other people, to fear, to belief systems. And at 30, again, and I was creative, like you doing all, but at 30, I was told by the doctors, like, you have all this stuff wrong with you. You're not even going to make it to 50. If you make it to 50, you're going to, which you probably won't because of your brain tumor and your cancer. If you do make it to 50, you will be in a wheelchair because you've had osteoporosis since you were 15 and you have five fractures in your back. And I just kind of went, I don't like this reality anymore. I stopped getting sick. Stopped getting sick. I have not been sick. Whenever I hear anybody has an autoimmune disease, I'm like, balance. It's just balance. It's just balance. Fibromyalgia, this, everything went away. So by the time I just came into my power and I'm like, we can all do this. And all of a sudden, I'm like, and this is how I work with people. Take your power back because somebody tells you, find your truth. My truth is very different than even what the modern medical science. So at 50, instead of being dead or in a wheelchair, I'm like, I want to show the world I haven't been sick in 20 years. I live in Hollywood. I live in the middle of Hollywood. I'm a theatrical. I'm going to do the world's hardest obstacle course. So I beat 100,000 people and got on that TV show Wipeout. I did the big balls. That's like hardest, scariest, most painful. And I just kept going, I'm manifesting this. I want to show myself an example to the world of what they can do because I am not a physical person who should not be able to do this. And I did it. Hardest, most painful, scary, most empowering thing I've ever done. And I want to go, I want to prove we could do this more and more. So the same thing, I go, what can I do? Because I'm in Hollywood. I go, I can't cook. I got kicked out of home ec in high school and my husband won't let me in the kitchen. I'm cooking for Gordon Ramsay, dang it. So next thing I know, 200,000 people and I'm on MasterChef season 3, teaching about magical cooking and intent and which way you start and the different herbs and things that use it within it. I did the last line. And again, a person who's not physical beat 100,000 people, the odds were billions. And to not really know what saute means to get, and then I'm going, okay, I just have to prove that I could do this. We as a human race can do anything. Uh-huh. In the middle of Hollywood, I go, I'm talented here and there, but I don't have any talents for America's Got Talent. So I'm going to get on America's Got Talent. Next thing I beat like 500,000 million. I went to the audition at LA Convention Center I was number 5,000 and they were at every convention center. And I'm just like, and I didn't wish, I hope that person breaks their leg or on mass.
Never.
I hope that you do good and you do good. All that good thoughts, sincere, real, authentic. Oh my God, this is so beautiful. It all just rushed back and I am rolling around the floor on America's Got Talent with Howie Mandel, making a fool of myself going, if I can do this against every odd, and I am absolutely no smarter, absolutely no better, absolutely no more talented than anybody else. You can too. That's it. Make it easy. It doesn't have to be complicated. That's my, just do it.
That's amazing. Yeah, exactly. You know, and you're so, That is so light, Patty. And this is something that I've become so passionate about with people too. I work with a lot of children and a lot of young adults, which is a huge passion of mine. I have five planets in the fifth house, and all about creativity and all about children. And I have the Donna Karan. I co-created. I was part of implementing an amazing program called Spirituality for Kids in like 20 some odd years ago, and it was so amazing. And Donna Karan used to come to my classes, and she used to say, she used to literally tell people, she's like, this guy is the child whisperer. And I remember, I never actually thought that I would like working with children. I actually hated kids before that. I didn't want to be around them. But there was something so beautiful and so powerful about being with them. And I realized it was that who I was saying to them, you are amazing, okay? And you can be anything that you want to be. And there is no limitation. And they were like, yeah, but my dad said, and I was teaching, and we were teaching in some of the most poverty-stricken parts of New York, like the South Bronx and the Far Rockaway, and like all these places where, these kids were like at 12 years old working in the local pizza shop while their mom was doing things, to make money. And I remember having this feeling like, I remember looking at this kid being like, dude, you're amazing and you are not your past, right? And you do not have to be a part of that story from your past. You can actually create something different. And that young man, oh my God, he just really outshined me. We stayed in touch. Like he went into the army, and it's just like one time he called me when he was a teenager, and he was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing a play, and it's because you inspired me as an actor to be, because you're an actor. He's like, I'm doing a play, and I got the lead. He's like, will you come see it? And I went to go see him, and I was like, how awesome. Like, how awesome to be able to, like you said, to really, really, really lift people up, and know that, we live in a reality that actually is quite abundant. It's abundant. You can have your incredible success. I can have mine. They can have theirs. There's no limitations. We can all be
No limit.
magically, magically abundant and successful and powerful and rich and all those things that you want to be that you're not allowing yourself to be. Because everybody else tells you that there's not enough. Right? But you and I know that very different. And that's what we're here to. I think that that's one of the things that we get to do is we get to be like, ha ha, no. Look at us. Okay. Look, with our magic, with a little bit of like bippity boppity boo, let me tell you something. Your reality can change too,
100%. So what is some, now if somebody's tuning in and they're going, well, my life doesn't seem as fun as you guys' life, or what are some like little ideas, tips and tricks and things that you suggest to people? Okay, just switch this or just think this.
Many of us, I think we get so stuck, Patty, in our way. We get in our own way and we go, oh, this isn't working. Or, oh, that isn't working. Or we watch and we go, oh, so nice that these people have such a nice life. I wish I had that life. So nice. But we don't stop to go, oh my God, wow, I'm so grateful that I'm actually here. I'm so grateful that I had the awareness to find this space. I'm so grateful that I'm asking for something so much greater and the universe is bringing it to me. I'm grateful that I have this beautiful cat. I'm grateful that I have these shoes on my feet. I'm grateful that I can breathe. Becoming so grateful, I think, shifts our vibration so much, you know?
100%. Yes. Yeah, because where you put your focus, we know that. This is science now. It's spirituality, it's manifestation, it's magic, it's all of the above. Where you put your thoughts and focus is where you live and what you create. So sitting here
That's
not
right.
with what you don't have, what you don't have, I have this.
Yeah.
I have ears. Okay, let's start there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I think I perceive that there are some people who may be listening who might be struggling with some health challenges too, And I love your story about being like, yeah, you know what? All of your points of views about me not living to be 30, 50, whatever, that doesn't work for me. That's not life in my universe. No. And also, I like to say also too, if that's a hard jump for those of you who are listening, I think you can look at what is working in your life. You can shift your energy from what is not working to what is working. And even if you do have, you know, some kind of diagnosis or you're working through some kind of illness, you can say, wow, but damn, my hair looks good today.
Yeah.
Or you can be like, wow, you know, I'm really finding that this rest that I get to take right now is really a contribution to me. Focus on what is working. Focus on what is light. If it's heavy, it's a lie. If it's light, it is true for you, right?
I love that. I've never heard anybody put it like that. And that is so true and so easy. And everybody, this light or heavy. And yeah. Yes, life happens. Illness happens. Stuff. My husband's going through just major surgery. And it's like, you can't always control what happens. There is fate. But what you deal with it, how you deal with it is what changes everything. So he's
everything.
Fine. So, that's right. So just, you're right. Put that, I have this and let's go there. Another thing that I noticed that you're big, and so am I, on levity, laughter.
Yes. Energy. Because that's energy, Patty, right?
Energy.
You know, actually, there was a study done. It's so cool. I wish I could quote it. Please forgive me, universe, whoever did it, and I don't have the tools, but you can Google it or whatever. There's actually a study done on energy, and they actually weighed energy, and they were able to see that there is actually such a thing as heavy energy, right? And there is actually such a thing as lighter energy. And one in this particular experiment or whatever it was this energy that was lighter, that things happened much quicker and much faster. Right? So guys, when you have a lighter vibration, when you're willing to laugh, right? When you're willing to, you know, I don't know if I can say the F word on this because I say it a lot, but you know, who effing cares, right? If you kind of look at all these things that you make so significant in your life, all the bull and all of the crap, and you make it so real in your universe, or you start to dissolve yourself from other people's points of views about how you should live your life, that's going to make you so heavy. And that heaviness is going to prevent you from manifesting, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not that you won't manifest. It's not that heavy people don't manifest, but the difference is that when you're light and you're fun and you're playful and you don't effing care, then things happen a hell of a lot quicker.
Yeah.
You know, they just do. They just do. And you know what? I'll tell you what, I'd like to, can I share a tool with them?
Yes, please.
Okay. One of the practices that keeps me in a lighter vibration, of course, we're all in this path together, guys. We are, Patty and I also have our dark days, don't kid you.
Oh, yeah.
Is I wake up in the morning and I go, oh, who am I today? And I say, who am I today and what grand and glorious adventures await me? Who am I today and what grand and glorious adventures? And, you know, I kind of feel this sense of like, well, today I'm going to be Robin Hood, you know, or today I'm going to be Rock Hudson, or today I'm going to be Madonna. Today I'm going to be, and it becomes this energy, this playful energy that you get to kind of laugh at it, right? You know, and you can also, how you start your day creates the effect, I think, for the rest of the day, right? And so if you plant those seeds in the morning when you're in that beautiful theta state, right, between like opening your eyes and being aware, and in that state, just take advantage of it and feel it and just be in lightness, like universe, and use affirmations, use mantras, you know, I am happy, I am healthy, I am safe, I am protected, no matter if you actually feel that way or you don't. But if you use that, it'll change, it'll shift your vibration, you know? What are some of the, do you have any kind of your cool rituals that you use to keep energy, your energies light?
I have a million rituals. None, I try to stay with moon cycles. You know, we just had the big eclipse and everything. It's like when the moon's waxing, I add into my life. When the moon's waning, I release things. On the full moon, I manifest. On the new moon, I go inside. And just every day, oh, it's waxing. I'm going to add. It's waning. I'm going to release what's not serving me. Again, I'm a little nature girl, so get out in nature, cures everything, truly.
Totally.
There's something to hug. I think those are some of mine. And again, you're right. It's our attitude. What we create is what we get. You know, I like the glass half empty, glass half full, the two wolves at your door, feed the good wolf, feed the good wolf. I'm feeding the bad wolf right now. And, you know, and I've had it fade enough stray cats. You stop feeding them, they go away.
You know? Aww, I love that. It's true. Yeah. You know, I live in Amsterdam. I relocated to Amsterdam like a month and a half ago. And I'm just having so much fun, like exploring the city and the energy of the city. And one of my passions is art. Like, I love art, and I happen to live on Museum Plain. I live on the Museum Plain. So the Rijksmuseum is here, and the Van Gogh Museum is here, and all the museums. Boom, 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 boom. Well, there's a little museum called the MoCo, which is in this house from like the 1600s, and it's a ultra contemporary museum. They have like, you know, Banksy and Basquiat and Kusama and Keith Haring, ultra modern. I looked the other day and it said art exhibition by Robbie Williams. And I go, do you remember Robbie Williams? He was really famous in the 80s and 90s and early aughts in an English band called Take That. So he's like a boy band pop star, right? So I know him from that era, and some friends that loved Robbie Williams. And I was like, and I always found him really funny and really cute. And I saw that Robbie Williams had an art exhibition. And I said, oh, I didn't know Robbie Williams was an artist, like a visual artist. So I pop into the museum, and the whole exhibition is all about mental health. And he says that he was never an artist, but the way in 2018, he went through some kind of something that it invited him to look and see how he could use what was going on inside of him to translate outside of him. And anyway, the whole exhibition was really fun and playful and light. But I got to tell you something really funny. My favorite part, I'm going to see if I can find it because I've got to show you, is this painting that he did. I literally was on the floor howling. He goes, if you can see it, you can see. It's this funny thing. It says, give your anxiety a silly name. And he says, mine is called Blanche.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Isn't that brilliant?
That is brilliant. So
give your negative voice, like you said, with the wolves, give your negative voice a name, right? And you can give your negative voice a name, and you can be like, look, you know, from as I said this, I was like, well, who's my Blanche? And I got Roy. So Roy is my negative voice. And I was like, you know what, Roy, you can have a seat. You can have a seat. You can sit there, and you can sit over in that corner. Leave me alone, because I want to hang out over here and do this. You can stay there. That's fine. But I want to play over here.
I love that. Yes. Give it a name, a funny name.
Yeah, give it a funny name, a funny attitude.
And there's a million things you can create. You know, take mine, take yours, take from you get from inspiration you get. Just find the one that works for you, and that's
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, you
know, sing into the flower. I'm also a dragon girl. I have little dragons, and I charge them, and I give them life. And since I've been teaching people, this is obviously a little plastic dragon, but there's a spirit in it the size of Los Angeles. And I've seen that dragon energy itself get people out of the massacre at Mandalay Bay, stop abusive relationships, heal. It's the energy. So if you need a plastic dragon to create a real spirit of a dragon, you need to put Roy in the corner. It all works.
Yes. You know, and I love that you mentioned dragons, because I am a big dragon guy. Now, I was watching some of your stuff too, and I was like, wow, I want to learn more about dragon magic, because I've always been surrounded by, and I am a dragon in Chinese astrology. My partner is a dragon in Chinese astrology. Dragons are really my thing. And when I started to listen to what you were talking about with the dragon magic, I was like, oh my gosh, I have chills. Like, I can feel the presence of the dragons being like, oh yeah, this is fun. Yeah.
Again, so you've always been, and we're in the year of the dragon, the wood dragon.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I mean, in this time when there is no solid ground, it's not our parents, grandparents, world of black and white, right and right. It isn't. There is no solid ground. What better than a dragon who could fly between heaven and earth, living at the crossroads where magic happens? It's,
completely.
It, it, I've just seen it be that just the energy, the creation, be a game changer over and over and over. So find what works for you.
Yeah. I have to tell you a really cool story about a dragon, actually. Yes. So I was doing a class called The Seven Planes of Existence. It's a Theta Healing class. And in the class, we were doing shape-shifting, right? And, you know, for those of you who don't know what shape-shifting is when your energy emerges with usually an animal or whatever. You know, I think in Hollywood, it made famous in the Twilight series or whatever. And so, you know, we're talking about consciousness, guys. We're talking about consciousness, okay? And so consciousness and energy. And so we were doing this and the teacher was like, so I want you to get what animal you want to shape shift into. And I was like, I'm going to shape shift into a dragon. And my teacher was like, exactly. And I had this incredible experience of shape shifting with this dragon that was so unlimited, like something that I, like in this physical reality, you cannot even imagine how like incredibly unbelievable it was. And to merge with this dragon and to feel this power and this magic magnitude and this magic in that space where you go, I could really create some real danger here. but instead I want to really create some light. I want to create some magic. I want to create some endless possibilities, you know, such a beautiful space. I love that.
That is gorgeous. Yes. Be the dragon. Anyway, so many questions and we have to go. So you have to come back very, very soon. So tell everybody, now that they're in love with you like I am, where can they find you? Websites, internet, social media? What do you have coming?
Cool. Yeah. So I think the best hub for kind of everything that I do is really my website. And my website is theprovocativeintuitive.com. Okay. They call me I had a beautiful client that was a big branding person in New York. And she's like, you know, when you're with somebody, you love them so much, you don't hold back. And she's like, your energy is very like, you just say things that can be very provocative. And she said, you're the provocative intuitive. So you guys can check out my website, theprovocativeintuitive.com. Also, please, Instagram. I love Instagram. My Instagram is my name, @DanielTuttle, and the word CF. CF stands for Conscious Facilitator, Certified Facilitator, which I am, of Access Consciousness. And yeah, how's it getting better? Also, you know, Patty, every single day at 8:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, from 8:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do what's called the Daily Download. And it's a meditation, a healing meditation. And every day, I think maybe we've missed a dozen days in 3 years, but every single day we are there together. It is live on my Facebook page, which is The Provocative Intuitive. It's live on our Instagram, which is @DanielTuttleCF. And you can also join our small community that we do on Zoom. So if you'd like to come, please. And also we do daily healings for people. If there's somebody that you want to contribute healing to, go to our website, put their name on the healing list. We will add it there. And how does it get any better? And I look forward to meeting everyone. And I just really also want to take a second to acknowledge my teachers, Patty. I want to acknowledge Gary Douglas, who so many of the tools that I've shared with you, he's the founder of Access Consciousness, Dr. Dane here, who is also a founder of Access Consciousness. They are my teachers. And also my amazing teacher, Vianna Steibel, the founder of Theta Healing. I want to acknowledge her and thank her. I am absolutely everything more and times a godzillion because of my teachers. And I just wanted to acknowledge them. So thank you.
Thank you. That shows who you are. So thank you for bringing your amazing magic to the Witching Hour. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sweetie. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.